From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information after an explosion in the Manhattan neighborhood of Chelsea injured 29 people late Saturday. Authorities call the blast an intentional act. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke at a news conference on Sunday morning.
A bomb exploding in New York is obviously an act of terrorism, but it's not linked to international terrorism. In other words, we find no ISIS connection, etc.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio described the explosion as deliberate. Cuomo said an additional 1,000 police and National Guard troops will be patrolling the city's public transportation system just to err on the side of caution. He added that all 29 victims have been released from the hospital. The explosion left debris and glass strewn throughout the streets and caused significant property damage. Images from the scene and from closed-circuit cameras around the blast show the windows blown out of cars and storefronts as pedestrians scrambled for safety. The bomb detonated in a bustling neighborhood filled with bars, restaurants, and residences during an especially busy time for the city as world leaders arrive in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly this week. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations blasted Russia for calling the U.N. Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run which may have killed dozens of Syrian government troops. Samantha Power said Russia's action was a stunt. This is VOA News. 17 Indian soldiers have been killed and nearly 20 wounded in the deadliest attack mounted by militants in two decades on an Indian army base in Kashmir, close to the border with Pakistan. Officials say four heavily armed commandos using guns and grenades stormed the army camp early Sunday in Uri, which lies west of Indian Kashmir's capital, Srinagar. An army statement said four militants were killed. A search is underway for others possibly hiding in the area. The gun battle lasted for several hours and explosions could be heard throughout, according to local reporters. A senior Somali military official was killed in a car bomb explosion in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Sunday. A spokesman for the Mogadishu Regional Administration told VOA General Mohamed Roble Jamali, a.k.a. Gubali, and six of his bodyguards died when their convoy was hit by a car loaded with explosives near the entrance of Somalia's Ministry of Defense headquarters in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The general was the head of the 3rd Battalion in the Somali Army and was also a leading officer in the fight against the Somali militant group. The ruling United Russia Party is expected to retain its absolute majority and perhaps increase its dominance in Russia's lower house, the State Duma, in the parliamentary election Sunday. United Russia, led by Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, a loyalist of President Vladimir Putin, has 238 of 450 Duma seats and dominates the more than 80 regional parliaments. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe sent more than 400 observers to Russia to monitor the election, more than double compared to 2011 when the OSCE sent 215 to monitor the parliamentary poll. Jan Peterson is the head of the OSCE mission in Moscow.
Today we have close to 500 observers throughout the country. And, of course, we have a team here in Moscow assessing the information they send back to us.
Analysts say the voting will likely be a referendum on Putin's expected 2018 presidential run for re-election. Islamic State militants have claimed the assassination of three Pakistani military personnel in the country's northwestern city of Peshawar. Provincial authorities say that the slain soldiers were traveling on a narrow road in the Khazana area Sunday when armed motorcyclists ambushed their vehicle. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.